May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Have you ever been the guest of a sinner? Have you ever stayed at a sinner's house? You will tonight when you go home. Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. Come down, for I must stay at your house today." And all who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Jesus was arriving at the city of Jericho, known as the City of Palms. It covers an area on the west side of the Jordan River, about 825 feet below sea level. And after Jerusalem, in Israel, Jericho is the second most excavated site by archaeologists. And it does indeed have sycamore trees. The crowds were great. They heard Jesus was coming. They wanted to get a look at this teacher, this healer, this prophet, this person that people were claiming to be the Messiah. And so we read that Zacchaeus, who was a shorter man, climbs a sycamore tree to get a good look at Jesus. If you go to Jericho, you can see this tree that they claim to be the actual spot where this took place. And really, whether or not that is true doesn't matter because of the truth of the story. Zacchaeus was as well considered to be a sinner because he collected taxes from the Hebrew people. And by it, he became rich. We are told in Luke's gospel that Jesus looks up in the sycamore tree, sees Zacchaeus, and calls him to come to him because Jesus wants to be his guest in Jericho. Anyone who knows anything about baseball knows as well of the great rivalry between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. I had to become a New York Yankee fan in order to marry into the Cooper family. It's not this Cooper family, it's my wife's Cooper family. And Ellen is working today at UK. She is on there today, on call. The whole Cooper family, they're diehard Yankee fans. I grew up being a Met fan. My father was a Met fan, so I was a Met fan, but I quickly had to convert to be accepted when I asked for Ellen's hand in marriage. Generally speaking, if you are a Sox fan, you grumble against the Yankees. That's probably putting it mildly. And if you are a Yankees fan, you grumble against the Red Sox, probably putting it mildly as well. However, I think that I speak for more than just this Yankee fan when I say that there was something healing and wonderful for the city of Boston yesterday as 1 million people lined the streets of Boston and the place where just 6 months ago many were killed, crippled for life, and physically and emotionally injured by two terrorists at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Something deep within our humanity, our DNA, unites us around the narrative of a rising again, a comeback. the slogan that they used, Boston Strong. A getting back in the saddle, a holy return. And this is at the heart of today's gospel. This notion of coming back, this notion of holy return, this narrative of one being brought to new life. Jesus did this over and over again in his 3-year ministry. Zacchaeus is called by Christ literally to come down, and invite me into your home. Invite me into your life. Zacchaeus stands before Jesus and says, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back 4 times as much. Zacchaeus, at that very moment, repents of his sins and comes to Jesus. And the Lord says to him and to the entire crowd, today, salvation has come to his house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For I came to seek out and to save the lost. Jesus proclaims that all are God's people, and all are worthy to come to him and to receive salvation if they will repent of their sins and come to him. God had become humanity, fully human, fully divine, in this person of Jesus of Nazareth to save people from their lost life, to save people from that which was separating them from the love of God, the will of God, to separate them from the life that God intended for them. Jesus came to save them from their sins. And the sad irony, of course, in this story, it's almost comical as you start to dissect the gospel, is that the people who grumbled against Zacchaeus and called him a sinner were themselves sinners as well. Sinners of different sorts, just like you and me. Zacchaeus, though, stands out as the one who recognized it, who confessed his sinfulness and asked Jesus to come into his heart and to literally come into his home. Jesus, by calling Zacchaeus down from the sycamore tree, was telling all that could hear him, and for the generations to come, that salvation was freely theirs if they confessed their sins in a truly repentant way and came to him in humility. There is an old story of a little boy in London that was 5 years old that was separated from his parents in a crowd and became lost. This was before the time of cell phones, although I don't think a 5-year-old would have a cell phone. Maybe soon, I don't know. So he had no way to contact his parents, and he frantically moved about the streets, only for several minutes or so, searching and crying. A London police officer spotted the little boy and came to him and assisted. And the little boy couldn't even at that moment remember his last name. So the Bobby asked the little boy where his parents were, and he tearfully said that he was lost. The little boy could not remember the name of the street, even where he lived. So the police officer took his hand and said, let's walk a little bit and see if we see your parents or something that you know. And after several minutes, the little boy looked up and saw a great cross on top of a familiar church steeple. And he said to the Bobby, take me to that cross. I know my way home from there. Take me to that cross. I know my way home from there. As we today celebrate the saints of God that have gone on before us in our lives and in this holy place called St. John's, we remember as well our loved ones who have passed into eternal life. God is asking you today, like Zacchaeus, to repent of your sins and unfaithfulness and come home to Jesus. God, who was nailed to the cross for us in his Son Jesus, became sin for us, for your sins, for my sins, the sins of that tax collector, so that we might have salvation, so that we who are as well lost, and at all times in our lives we have those moments like that little boy of being lost, that we might find our way home to new life today and eternal life. Perhaps you identify with Zacchaeus up in the tree. You're still not sure. You're trying to catch a glimpse of Jesus in your life. You're still wondering, still figuring. You're still searching. Or maybe you are like someone in that crowd, most of us have been this other person, who thinks that it's the other guy or gal who needs to repent and come back to Jesus. The truth, of course, is that we all need to come once again to ask Jesus for forgiveness and to give him our lives, to welcome Jesus into your home. God loves you. And God wants to fully know that if you come to him through God's Son, Jesus Christ, both a new life today and life everlasting is freely given. For as today's gospel said, the Son of Man, Jesus, came to seek out and to save the lost. Amen.